This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. There are still widespread travel issues as the fallout from last week's winter storms continues. FlightAware says Monday brought more than 8,200 domestic flight delays and over 3,900 cancellations. The top trouble spots include Denver, Atlanta, and Baltimore. Southwest is the airline that had the most problems as about a quarter of its flights were canceled. The severe storm has also left more than 50 people dead nationwide. Embattled New York Congressman-elect George Santos is admitting that he lied about his education, work experience, and family history. After allegations of falsifying his campaign resume, the Republican told the New York Post Monday that he never worked directly for Goldman Sachs or Citigroup and admitted he never graduated from college, despite saying he graduated from Baruch College in 2010. Santos also says he is gay after being married to a woman for almost 5 years. He added he's not a criminal, and the controversy will not deter him from having good legislative success. MasterCard says retail sales rose 7.6% during the holiday shopping season. The increase is a half percent higher than the financial services company had projected in September. The MasterCard Spending Pulse report shows this year's holiday sales growth is down nearly 1% from 2021. It noted that many deal-hungry consumers took advantage of steep discounts offered by major retailers, including Amazon and Walmart. Avatar: The Way of Water is the winner of the four-day holiday box office, a weekend impacted greatly by this weekend's winter storm. The sequel film raked in at least $90 million from Friday through Monday. Studios dealt with numerous theater closures during what's normally one of the busiest periods of the movie-going weekends. The Hollywood Reporter says the Christmas weekend total revenue could be down as much as 33% from last year. The animated Puss in Boots: The Last Wish brought in $20 million over the 4 days to finish second. This is USA News.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all with the biggest discounts ever. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175 and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
The Republican nominee for governor of Arizona could be sanctioned for challenging her election loss. The Arizona Secretary of State's office in Maricopa County wants sanctions against Carrie Lake and her lawyers. The current Secretary of State in Arizona is Governor-elect Katie Hobbs. Just a few days ago, Maricopa County Judge Peter Thompson found no clear and convincing evidence of misconduct in the 2022 general election that saw Hobbs come out on top. The two-day trial centered on Lake's claims that election officials in Maricopa County had sabotaged her victory by causing printer malfunctions and violating chain of custody procedures. Scientists are identifying two minerals never before seen on Earth in a 15-ton meteorite. The space rock became the ninth largest of its kind ever found after it crashed into Somalia back in 2020. The new minerals were discovered in a 2.5-ounce sample investigated by scientists at the University of Alberta in Canada. The new minerals were named Elolite and Elkinstantonite. After the location where the meteorites were discovered and Vice President of Arizona State University's Interplanetary Initiative, respectively. The so-called El Ali meteorite the samples came from appears to have been sent to China in search of a buyer. Today is the 50th anniversary of the death of President Harry S. Truman. He passed away at the age of 88. Truman became president toward the end of World War II following the death of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. It then fell to Truman to decide to drop atomic bombs on Japan. I'm Lou Flores, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.